This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to look at a sermon here today. I preached, about a month ago at Island Community Church. Now, we just wrapped up a series a week ago now in the book of Galatians, pretty much verse by verse. I wanted to share with you part two. We looked at the first 8 or 9 verses a couple weeks back, and now I want to press on here with this sermon here today in Galatians chapter 1. Again, looking at a church that was trying to add something to salvation by grace alone. That is, you haven't earned it. You don't rightfully have it coming to you. It's by the grace of God, like Paul wrote to the Ephesians. For it's by grace are you saved through faith. And that, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Here, this church was trying to add something to that. I marvel that you were so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. And that's kind of where we're picking it up from here today in Galatians chapter 1. I think we're going to wrap up chapter 1 here in this program. This will air this week, Monday through Thursday at least. And then as soon as this program is over, we'll be back again in our study. We'll be picking it up in chapter 16 in Revelation and our next program in Revelation. Now, for more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODontheair.net. That's one of the websites here. It has many of the programs uploaded. Our Facebook page is WGOD Radio. That's our Twitter, actually, too, WGOD Radio. Many of these programs are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. The church that I pastor as well is Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you're looking for a church home, we'd love to see you out at Island, as well as our Bible studies Thursday night, 6 to 7. We're in Revelation chapter 20 this Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Now, without further ado, here's today's program in the book of Galatians.
Last week, we left off with this threat given by the Apostle Paul. He said, if anyone ever comes to you and preaches a different gospel than what I preached, then that person is to be cursed. That was his threat. Galatians chapter 1, verse 9. All the verses are on the handout as well. And that word cursed, the word anathema, means to be set aside for destruction. That's how seriously Paul took with messing with the gospel. Scary thought, actually, since Jesus said, speaking to his apostles, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, right? Just getting started in the Word here this morning. We're in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 1, picking it up in verse 9. Now, we're going to go through this book pretty much verse by verse. And I just made the comment here how seriously Paul takes the gospel message. He made the warning here. He said, if anyone ever comes to you and preaches another gospel other than what I have preached, again, that person is to be cursed. That's what he said. He said, anathema esto. Let the person be cursed. And what did Paul preach? I mean, this is what Paul preached, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is the gospel message. And verse 13, Romans 10:13, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not whoever is baptized, not whoever gives their property away to the Catholic Church for the remission of sins, like my family did. I said before here a couple weeks ago, thank God that he's so good that he let my family give away all of our property to the Catholic Church, because all that money would have done killed me when I was 18 years old. Thank God he made, and I feel sorry for all my other brothers and mother and father who didn't live the kind of life that I did. Anyway, giving away your money to the Catholic Church ain't going to save you. Baptism's not going to save you. Or it's not believing in Christ and baptizing. Paul said, I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Any other message other than that, anathema. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. This is the gospel message. If you confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Because if you believe God's raised him from the dead, then you believe in the Almighty God who raises people up from the dead. You've got to believe that. This is the gospel message. If you believe this, you shall be saved. Anything other than that message is another gospel. Paul told the church at Ephesus, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast. Paul told the young pastor Titus, when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. That having been, where's my gavel, having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the gospel message. We looked at Acts chapter 10 last week. Peter preaching at Cornelius' house. Peter said to him, all the prophets bear witness that whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. And the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. You weren't baptized to be saved. You didn't sell your property to be saved. You didn't run loops, run laps to be saved. You're saved without burning one calorie in Jesus' name. Sitting right here in your seat. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. That's the gospel message. When you add to that, you know, Paul said, we'll get to what he said. I don't want to be rude. I mean, he swears at these guys. I wouldn't do that. That's the true gospel message. Why so severe? Why the curse? Well, because it makes a mockery of the cross. The death of the Son of God on the cross paid the price for our sins. No pious deed that you can do can add to that. Think of that. The Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross, and you're going to give 50 bucks to the church, and that's going to save you. Or sell your property and give it to the church. Or go dunk yourself in the water and that's going to save you? It's only by the grace and the action and the work of God is what saves you. Now this was the problem here in Galatia. That is, what Jesus did on the cross was not enough. You also need to keep these Jewish traditions to get right with God. Ever hear any of that? That's a subtle, another attempt at adding something else to the gospel. You see, before you know it, you don't go to church on Sunday anymore. Now you go on Saturday. Then you quit eating pork. Then you quit eating shellfish. Then you don't carry sticks on Saturday anymore. And before you know it, you got another gospel. Not saying that people who do that think that's what saves them. See, don't get me wrong. You are free to do any of those things if you want. But don't point a finger at someone else telling them that they got to do that to get right with God. You can eat all the pork that you want and still be right with God. Paul said you can eat food sacrificed to Satan as long as it's blessed by the Lord in prayer. That's why he's so severe at this. Now, once again, verse 9, chapter 1, verse 9. And the threat. Then starting in verse 10 and 11, Paul tells us that all that you read of his writings do not come from him, but they come from God. That's what he's going to tell us here in verse 11. Verse 9. It says, as we've said before, now he says it twice. He said it in verse 7 or 8. And in case you weren't paying attention, he says it again. We're in Galatians chapter 1, verse 9. As I've said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be cursed. Again, anathema is the Greek word, set aside for destruction. I know entire denominations that are guilty of this. And I'm not talking about the Catholic Church, who believe you've got to be baptized to be saved. Paul would have a serious problem with that if he was here today. You know, this reminds me, the Lord put it on my heart here this morning, starting in January, and for the first Sunday in January forever, as long as I'm still the pastor of this church and the Lord hasn't come back yet, we're going to look at the doctrine of Christ the first week to start every year, and that is who Jesus is. You know, pray tell, no one knows who Jesus is anymore. People in the church don't know what they believe. The first Sunday every year, as long as I'm still here and still breathing, we're going to look at 2 John, verse 8 or 9, where John talks about the doctrine of Christ. Who is Jesus? What do we believe about Jesus? It's a look at 7 points of who Jesus is. So that's what we're going to look at the first week in every year, because it's important that we do that. Okay, verse 10. For now, do I persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, then I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man. Look at what he says. I did not receive this from man. Then he says, nor was I taught it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.